them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God, not preach ministry. He didn't say preach the church. Didn't say preach the pastor. See, you can do all that, and that's the difference between the church of the now and the church of the old. Because the false church is a church that have something good that made the movement of God in that time have turned that past movement into a monument. And they keep saying, oh, God is like this. God is like this. And what the enemy does is he begin to send people who don't know no better. So people come in. How many of us been in church thinking we biting 100% of God to find out it's 80% man? And only 20% God. But you don't know no better. You know why that happens? Because somebody, he said, I'm sending you out not to preach your gift. Not to preach what you're good at. Not to give people your personality. I'm not sending you out to do that. I'm sending you out to preach the kingdom. The kingdom don't say, come to my church. That's not kingdom. The Bible says what? God will build his church. Upon this rock, he'll build his church. He don't need us to get involved. That's why we're looking for people what? Who are looking for us. I can't pastor everybody and we're not looking for that. But those that are called. Verse 2 says, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And guess what he said unto them? Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, nor money, neither any two coats apiece. And whatsoever house you enter, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake it off, the very dust off of your feet, as a testimony against them. That's when you know when you preach in the kingdom purely. When you preach the kingdom purely, when people don't receive you, it'll be a testimony against them. You don't have to get it. You say, well, listen, you're going to hope that. You're going to wish you never got that. You're going to wish you didn't refuse that. Because you're preaching the kingdom. See, if you preach church, you're, oh, well, we working. Well, you can't work but so much. You go to a restaurant when you don't like it, what you do? You get up and you go out and you don't recommend it. You stay away from it. The church of the now has to begin to rise because there's an accurate mission. There's an accurate agenda. There's a purpose in the church, and it's not just for us to come in here and then turn it into a bless me club where we spicing Jesus on top. But it's really us just being together. When you look at the core of it, it's just us coming together, Rev. We just here. We bless, we're giving scholarships, Tika, to just your kids, and everything is in the house. He said, I'm sending you out into the world. I'm sending you out into the world. I'm sending you out. If you want to know something is backwards, one of the first things you will realize is the church of decline is always going to be introverted. I mean, you can go. I can go show you 7, 8 churches, and it might do 2 outreaches a year. They ain't doing no outreach. Go into the world, not even next door. Like the people here, you know, you don't even care what, where are we taking the gospel out? But we get consumed with ourselves. Introverted. And guess what? That's now the doctrine become. What? Bless me. Bless me, Lord. Then we turn that thing around. Now preachers are preaching. You about to have a breakthrough. God is about to deliver. Well, how long you going to preach that? I had the breakthrough. Now it's time for me to break out. I don't want to hear a message every week about you about to be delivered. I'm going to get delivered this week and the same week. And next week, I want to build on top of that. We get so used to it that most of our psyche is we always got to be going through something. A storm come and a storm leaves. A storm don't stay with you all the time. But the doctrine, according to the church, you looking at it, man, you just have a one time, the storm will come, and then you rehearsing it again. Yeah. Well, the Lord got to bless me with that. It's called greed. Yeah. The more you give, the more they want more. The less they appreciate. At some point, this is why I'm telling you now, you got to settle this thing about money. You got to sell. Ain't nobody got as much money as we need. If I had $16 million right now, it'd be gone. Right now, I'm not exaggerating. $16 million. I can tell you where $4 million would go. I can tell you right now where it could go. But it's not about money. God don't ask you, Moses, to try to know everything. I know you stutter. Just go and be willing, because I'm looking at your heart. I'm looking at that. I'm not calling you according to your outward side. See, the world looks at things like that, but you got to know in your heart. That's why we're lumped up here together and all down here. Because God said, you know what? I need some ordinary people who will trust the extraordinary of Christ inside. Amen. Not people who just gifted. Or I can prophesy. I can preach. I can sing. So what? How much of God can you hold? I know you're a bishop, but you can't even pray a coal off of nobody. You're no power. You're just preaching and hooping and doing all these games, and you can't take a city and turn it. God looking for people now that can change environments. People still getting on your nerve on the job, and you still going like this back and forth, looking people pleasing, and you strong. If you strong, you get more spiritually minded. You start thinking the God of the nations. You start thinking the God of the nation, the God of the city, the God who can change all things, the miracle workers inside. Greater is he that is inside of me. This is how you begin to think. See, the church of the now, this is how we begin to think. Go ye into the world. Preach the gospel. Let this gospel of the kingdom go out to all the earth so Jesus can come back. But many of us got to go from being false to truth. Because when the spirit of truth is not there, we become victims of man's doctrine. Man's doctrine is say, just keep the bloodstained banner going in the church. Don't nothing going on. Hole in the wall. I remember going... I don't want to call the city because y'all will know the pastor. But one of the pastors, we sat down and I went to his church and, and anyway, I'm sitting down there talking to him and he said, I'm preaching in the church one time for a whole weekend. And I'm saying, you know, you might as well close this down. I'm preaching with sandals on, Bosky. I don't know if it was these one. And after service, I go in the back and he tells me, he said, yeah, well, some of the board members are saying they'd never seen a preacher preach with sandals on. Uh-huh. I said, you know, Luther, all this, everything I said, I came all the way from Charleston. I'm in Arizona. Took the whole weekend to be here with you. And that's all they realize is sandals. I say, man, this which lady you talking about? I say, you got to have more backbone in your church. I don't want to hear that. I explained to him. I say, you know, those spirits are talking to you, backing you in a corner. You ain't stronger. How you gonna change the city? Because the same spirits that's in the city will come to your church. It's going to challenge the church at the home field before we can take it out there. I say, and you're losing. The devil's got a barricade in the church. So when God speaks to your spirit, you are unable to move. Because here you are, letting the spirit of a woman in your church, you coming to tell me something that's so irrelevant. Why do I care what she think? I'm not interested in that. But you told me because you care. Went to the Sunday service. After that, we was at IHOP eating, and I said, you know, he said, what you think? I said, be honest with you, I think you should close it down. I think you should close this church down and relaunch it, because you took over with a denomination. Those spirits are still there. You know God is leading you, and these people still got it. You got this facility. I go to a hotel, but be free in my spirit. Letting these people bound you up. You got the board directors, this lady telling you this. I don't, you know, and I say, you know, you don't need no more pastors coming in here till you can get it right. Because if I came in here and I'm preaching like this, the people, your people going to leave with me, the ones who want the truth. And you'll be calling to the church split. There ain't no church split. They looking for truth. They ain't just leaving your church to say they coming with me. I ain't got a church, number one. They're looking for truth. So a lot of time in our generation now, when people are church hopping, they ain't really church hopping, Bosky. They're saying, this ain't it. Let me hop over here. This ain't it. Let me hop over. Man, I thought this was it, but that ain't it either. They're looking for something that will allow Christ to be formed. If Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he'll begin to draw. The drawing is happening. But God has to find a true church he can bring people into. Because people don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear you. They want to see God. Are you with me? And when God begins to do this, that's our great commission. Go into the world. That's why we can't take all our money and use it on a facility. We can't get boggled down in paying the staff and then we ain't got no money for outreach. That won't happen here. Why? Because our main mandate is to go into the world. Are you with me? Anytime God begins to move, y'all. Anytime you look in history, inventions begin to happen. The movement of God always brings inventions. And see, we're living in a time now when the church, the true church, is coming out of the womb of what we used to call church. There's a company of people seeing this ain't enough now. I know you're the bishop, but I need more than this. You're not feeding my spirit. You're only ministering to the intellect now. My spirit man is not growing. Loyalty cannot keep me. I got to grow in the spirit. Now God has to begin to grow and build. And guess what? We have to begin to distinguish the difference. Are y'all with me? Anytime God moves, it's an intervention. Somebody begin to invent stuff. And right now, y'all, I'm telling you, the noun church has to begin to grow into this manner. Are you with me? Let me give you a few things that you got to be careful for as we begin the transition. Number one is you got to make sure that you're not a part of the old dead move. The old dead move. Some of us come out of certain churches. All of us, we came out of churches and it was good. But don't make that past movement a monument. Because I've told you, most of you that are leaders, leadership expires. You can't stay a leader forever. It expires. In other words, when you're at your prime, you can do that. When I got back off the plane, found out Shaq retired. After 19 years. Because he realized he ain't in his prime no more. It's over. He can still play a little bit, but it's over. Everything has to decline after a while. And you got to make sure that you're not allowing the old move to hinder what God is doing now. We got to learn to transition. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 19, when Paul, he met the disciples and he said, you know, they said they've been back. Have you received since you believe? What was Paul doing? He wasn't criticizing them. He had to identify with them in some way, but then give them an extra, say, listen, it's a little bit more to that. I know you got the baptism of John, but there's another baptism. If you want it, here it is. And see, there's a correlation where we got to take the past and don't act like it ain't nothing was there, but we got to stand up on the past and proclaim the future. But you can't redo the past. Because most people that eat the same past, their spiritual life begin to decline. When your spiritual life is going backwards, your life is not growing. Spiritually, you're depleting. I know the Family Life Center is up. I know the youth, and we got the ping pong table. And I know everybody can come eat. The soup kitchen is up. But where's your soul? I know, Pastor, you traveling, and it's nice, Pastor. Don't get me wrong. You go to Malaysia, you go to Africa, and all the pastors meet. But I want you to know, if I'm not growing spiritually, I got to go. See, because you know you're not going to go. Why am I saying this, y'all? Because you never can get to a destiny in God without growing spiritually. You can't do it. I wish we could do it. I wish we could just serve our way in, and you just can't do it. You have to grow. And in order for you to grow, guess there's a word called change. There's a word called you got to grow. You got to confront things. You got to build. Listen, I'll try to avoid it if I could too. But you can't. So today you got to be one person, and when that word get in you, you got to work that thing out to the point where somebody say, I didn't even recognize you. I can see that God is doing things inside of you. I see why. Because people, the more you're becoming more like that, guess what? They don't see you no more. They're seeing Christ. The earth is waiting for the sons of God to manifest. I don't care how long you've been in the church. I need God to arise. I don't even care how much blessings you got. But Christ on the inside will produce a different type of church moving forward. I'm just telling you, it's going to produce it. Not a church just sitting here waiting on Jesus to come. How many know we want to pull heaven from earth? It's time for us to have heaven on earth. God's saying now, I want heaven on earth, but I'm going to use it through my children. That's why the heavenly formation has to be in us down here. Even we're here on this earth, but we know the spirit world is real, so we pull it down. Whatsoever you bound in heaven will be bound. See, you're bringing it down. So even I know you got to go 9 to 5, but there's something different on the inside of you. There's something glowing. There's something supernatural flowing. Why? Because heaven has invaded your life. You're not just blessing people with a prayer. You're the walking Jesus. You are the sermon. You are that person. Now, y'all, come on, now talk to me. You know, if we begin to live like this, come on, 2 days, cities will begin to change. Nations will begin to respond. They'll begin to see, oh, these are the sons of God. Devils will flee. Why? Because true sons of God are rising. That's why we got to get this thing right. The church of the now. We can't operate in the false, what's killing our spirit. You got to know the difference between truth and false. False sound good, but it don't give you no nutrition. False will minister to your intellect. Truth makes your baby jump. Sometimes you may not even understand, but you get around certain people, their spirit, oh God, I just like being around. You make me feel like something is about to happen. You know, you feel like something on the inside. God is still moving in the earth today. You're not just sitting there just hoping, oh God, well, something going, no. Something is going to move. That's why you got to get people around you that will make your baby jump. Forget about just all these notes. I don't need no notes. I've got the note taker on the inside. I've got the blesser on the inside. When you start thinking like this, come on, y'all, cities will begin to change. Won't just be us saying, let's get a building. Let's get a church. Let's have a school. Let's do this. These things are good, but that ain't the kingdom. If you're going to be a part of the now church, you got to be able to tell the difference between false and truth. Everything ain't good out there like that. Everything. But they just preach this, you know. Lift up your Bibles. Jesus says, jewel. All these different people, these things are a joke. There's no Christ element. There's no sin. They tell you to sin less. We got to clean all that out, the church. So we can be strong. Are you with me? The one thing the devil can never duplicate is a holy life. A Christ-filled life. He can imitate miracles. That's why you can't get moved by that. And crowds of people. But if you're sitting there being solid in God, the manifestations of God, I'm telling you, he can't duplicate that. If they cut you in the middle, guess what? You who you are. You got to be able to tell. The church now, y'all, we're beginning to decline. If we don't begin to eat these material. That's why, y'all, we got to pray for these churches. Pray to God to keep us right. In the forefront, thinking like this. Letting our spirit lead. Because if you don't, what's coming for the world is coming for us. You got people looking at the economy and saying that, the church, even, we are going through this. We're going. God is our sufficiency. You know, we don't look to the ark of man for supply. The church has to rise. You know, in order for the true church to really manifest, mama, the church, the world got to get worse. It's got to get worse. Because that's the playing field for warriors. That's the playing field for people who know. That's the playing field for people who know that their God is real. How you gonna know God is real if you don't see something come out? When all hell break loose in the economy and people see you still trucking along, still filling your car with gas, still talking the same, your joy is still the same, then people will start saying, oh no, they must be plugged into something else. Because while my life is depleting, they're still going up. And that's what begin to stir them on the inside. Not you praying for somebody. They got to see a prayer. They got to see the strength. That's why when heaven comes into our life, we can begin to move more. Are y'all with me? Let me give you some things that we got to go into. The means that some of you may have heard this before. When I say that, the domains I'm here, but I'm making it clear. Because starting in 2012, the next few months we'll be getting ready. But we're going to launch out aggressive, taking this gospel across our nation. Because there is a new America. People may talk about the sewage, but there's a purity that's rising up in the people. Many of us, there are people all across the nation here that's going to begin to rise. People are going to come out of churches. People are going to begin to build and say, this is it. This is the move of God. Even people who are unbelievers, they're going to begin to come because God is going to sweep back. I see in the spirit that God is going to begin to visit even denominations one more time. These false men that have hijacked God's agenda will not be able to do it any longer. They will not be able to do it any longer because God's now going to raise up true builders and bring these people forth so that the work of God can go forth. The work can be pushed forth because we're playing games now. We're getting entangled with the affairs of this world, and God is saying now it's time for us to rise. Let me tell you the domains we got to go in. Number one, the first domain is government. The government. That's anything to deal with law. The church got to be there. We can't just be praying for the government. We got to get in the government. That's a domain that we got to take over. The government. You got to stop saying. Some of y'all don't even vote. You ought not even be in church if you don't vote. I'm serious. Why? Because you're talking. Everything that you're doing, the spirit got to be activated in the natural. We got to begin to go forth. So I'm looking for you to know that the government got to be going. Anything, executive, on a local level, everything, government. That's why we're going to Columbia, because all of the government force in South Carolina is there. We'll set up a meeting with Governor Healey and meet with her. I'm going to speak a prophetic word to her. This is what's going to happen. Then we're going to take different domains. But it starts with the government. Don't you know if rules will be changed to accommodate the movement of God, all our lives will be easy. Pray for them in authority. When the righteous are in authority, the city what? Rejoices. In other words, they're excited. Why? Because you feel safe when righteous people are in authority. But how are we going to have righteous people in authority when God telling us to go into the world and everybody trying to make a CD? Singing. Everybody trying to get their own business. This is how we've been programmed. One of the domains is government. We got to begin to go. I'm planting these children in government. Plan them. You go in government. I want you to go here. You go. What you good at? Let's try this. And we begin to plan. Because this is a domain that the church of the now going to go into. The second thing, another area, is economy. That's another domain. Anything to deal with money, banking. We need people there. I'm talking about the church of the now. Going into the world. Not you an usher. Twice a week for 2 hours. That don't take much time. Come on. You carry my Bible. So the anointing, I don't mean the anointing going to drop off you. I can get Junior to carry my Bible. You can train one of these kids to do that. That's easy. But can you carry the seed inside you? Can you enlarge your capacity to carry things on the inside of your spirit? Economy has everything. That's a domain we got to take over. Anything to do with business. Are we planning like that? Are you getting ready for that? Are you with me? The third domain is family. Wife, husband, everything. Being linked together. This is a domain that we got to go into. Amen. That's why in Columbia, we want couples, young couples that are strong. Because one thing about our generation now, everybody's single parents. I mean, that's just reality. It's time for us to see something the way it's supposed to be. They need to see strong young couples that believe God. Not just, you know, well, my mama did. Let me tell you, I believe me. I know you're a single mom, but let me tell you, on a good day, you can only be the best mama. You can't be a daddy. You can substitute like many of us had to go through. Don't get me wrong, but don't say it's the same. You look at the stress at the end of your life in the 15 years, most ladies give up of their life because of the stress they went through raising them kids like that. And you talk about them getting on there saying, well, you know, my son made it and all this. I don't care how much money that is. The stress and anguish, it ain't worth all that. But what does that mean? That's a domain we got to take over again. Wholesome families. That's why I don't want you ignoring your family. If your husband and wife stay together, let's cut back on the divorce rate. Let's don't go that route now. We in God. The church got 50% divorce. I thought we soldiers, man. Soldiers go to war. We stand up. You don't give up. Because you tired. Remember, what was that? Paul and Randy White. I don't know what this is. This is why I tell you, you cannot watch these churches. They just get up on national TV. We decide to get a divorce. In other words, it's a word called selfish. Never mind the people. How do people see it? Just think about me, my career. Let me go back to Trump Towers and do my recording. See, that's selfish. And they ain't even preaching the gospel of the kingdom. entertainment. Are you with me? I didn't say she ain't hit it. Now, y'all know Paula was on at one time now. Especially with those outreach. Y'all read that book. What's the name of that book I read? Church Without Walls. That's a good book. Randy was in his right mind with that. Yeah, they would. But see, let me tell you this. And y'all heard me say this. Most people who are false, they started off true. And it's hard for us to see that, man. I'm telling you, that's the hardest thing when you look at somebody and you say, golly, man, not you. God taking you, you going through reruns in the church, and you say, man, you used to. That ain't enough there. That dog ain't going to hunt. I need more. You can't hoop me out of this, Pastor. Come on, help me out. Now, the music, I know you got your good music, but I need more than this. You're not speaking to my spirit. You're not making my baby jump anymore. I'm just sitting here. See, the only way a true man of the spirit can keep you is by the spirit. See, the moment I get out of line, y'all can leave. Because of the men of the spirit can only keep you by the spirit. That's God building the church. But when people get complacent in the spirit world, a lot of times it's because the man of God have stopped moving with God. They stop moving. They can love the movement, but they don't move with it. They can talk about the movement. There's something about you beginning to talk that people can see that your actions is not doing what you believe. People can tell that. I could get up here and talk. All of you, you could say you're listening to what I'm saying, but you also read my life. And after a while, you say, oh, like the old people say, ain't much to that. Ain't much to that. A little hoop, a little hype, a little collar, but ain't much to that. Why? Because everything got to be measured in light of what God said to do. Go into the world. Preach the gospel of the kingdom. Where are we doing this? In the family. Getting back to this relationship, community, all these things. We got to get back to the family. This is a domain in the church that we have to build up. Stop ignoring our children, just putting them in the nursery. Like I say, this camp, they'll be ministering. All the kids will be praying in the spirit for at least 30 minutes a day. Building. They'll have a lesson every day. But they'll be able to not only just hear, but respond, making sure that they're thinking about it. You know, what's the word, Anthony? It's cognitive, where you're finding out that they're responding to you. Yeah, they're not just listening to you. They got to spit this stuff back out. Or they ain't doing that. So guess what? The next 3 weeks, it's going to be strong with them. Please make sure they get rest, too. Because the teachers, we're going to be fired up. I want to make sure all the teachers are lively. Or they're going to get fired. Because the children are our future. Are you with me? That's all we got. That's all we got. When we leave, a poor person is somebody to leave and don't got nobody to leave it with. Ain't got nobody, because they know. How many know you will overtake the birthright of your first son to give it to somebody more responsible? Give it to the neighbor's kid. I didn't work all this time for this, and then you going to squander over it? No, no. You're going to leave it with somebody. Are you with me? Another area is education. A dominion that we got to take over. Education. If we don't take over the education, nothing will happen. What am I talking about? Go into the world, preach the gospel. We need you to go into these areas. Where's your gift? Don't say that your calling is banking, but that's where my calling is, to become more like Christ. I function as a pastor, but my call is for Christ to be manifested. See, that's what God's looking for now. He ain't looking for people who get caught up because you got a degree and you know all these degrees you got and you got this and you've been working it. He ain't looking for that. Because if you really doing it, people can see it. Oh, Peter and John, they must have been with Jesus. The Bible said when they saw the boldness, when they could see, when they can look at it, it manifested. People will make their own assumption. They must have been with Jesus. That's the kind of church God is building. Not the church where everybody got to come to your church to see what's going on. They ought to be able to read the timetable of God off of your life. When you're making coffee, when you're going at the break, you're taking them for lunch, you're prophesying, preaching until revival break out. Your expectation is growing in every domain. I'm telling you, that's what's going to bring change, Leroy. That's it. Education. That's why we need more mentors. Next year, we'll be opening up different things more. Because these are areas you don't just get educated by the school system. How many know the school system is messed up? I mean, my kid's in public school too, but I have to be over there every other day or every other week. Scattered. All right, devils, y'all go ahead. It's like you're wiping them off. Looking at them in the eyes. Devil, come out of these kids. Because the system itself will cause Christ to not be in it. They took prayer out of the schools. They took all this stuff, and we just sit there and be so liberal. You can't do that and think God just going to protect us like that. You got to stand strong. That's why we need educators that will be strong. Stop letting people say things. You got to remember God is the one who over everything. The earth is the Lord's. It's not nobody else. You may be in charge of this little area, but God has the final say so. Them Hebrew boys, no, I'm not bowing to this God. Some of us, we think that's your wisdom now. You can't go on these people's job. Well, let me tell you something. If you know that this is a domain God wants you to have, you got to confront the same devils. Some of you got to go to your boss and stand and be straight up. I can't bow to this God now. I can't. It manifests in a way that he tell you to work on a Sunday. Not if you initiate it at the beginning. I'm talking about if you told him off the back and he said, well, we're going to have to. No, I can't come in, man. That's my day off. Yeah. So that's that. I mean, you can't penalize me for my day off. It's one thing if you tell me that up front. But some of y'all just go with the flow. But if I ask you to come to church on an extra day, then it's different then. Well, I can't come now. But on that job, you pushing that 40 a week. Slaving. And knowing that this system is not bringing you back to goods. It's so hard to get Christians out of that system. So hard. It's an Egyptian Babylonian system. Because as long as you don't break through financially, the God of money will link you. Because that's the only way you see yourself making money. Yeah. Some of y'all, I could give you $3,000-$4,000 cash. And that could be your salary for 2-3 months. And you will still say, I got to work. Because your mindset, you can have $1 million. Some of y'all are like, no, that is not that much. I doubt y'all will go back on that now. No, y'all ain't that. But you can have 50,000, and I can show you how we'll work that thing. But some of y'all say, I got to go to work because they counting on me. Like those people, you leave that next day. Take sick and watch what they do. They'll clear your desk out. You'll come in 2 days. And in 30 years, it'll be like them people don't even know you. That's the way the system is. You don't find friends in the system. Those are what you call associates. These are people you work with. You got to remember, the God of money is why we're there. But not when God plants you in that domain. Yeah. See, your mindset is different. Yeah, I go to work. I obey. But you give Caesar what's his and you give God what's his. So I'm going to work and be productive, but I'm a fisher of men while I'm here. But how many of us go with that mindset? When you get off, you so tired. We have prayer. Here at the church, you can't come. But if I had like a little, if God one day just show me a little crystal ball, what you doing at 8 o'clock? What you doing at 10 o'clock? Some of y'all just sitting there watching TV. You say, man, you ain't no Christian. You dead. Why? Because here we are laboring, sacrificing, and you get to go home in luxury. You got to be careful because that system will breed that. You make all the sacrifices for them. You'll go the extra way for them, but God, we don't even do it. God tell you to get up at night and pray. You won't do it. But let's let it be something on the job. They want you to come. It's inventory, the end of the month. Got to come in early and leave later. In the world system, they call it teamwork. It's a joke. Well, basically, they'll take one person, cut that person out, and make you do the work of two people. They give you everything except the money of two people. That's a system. That's Egyptian. They're slaving you. Okay, if that person is gone and you've been paying them the salary, why take their load? Give me their part. That's what a fair system would be. But not there. No, we need you to step in because you have to show that you're a teamwork. I'll show you a teamwork. At five, I'm out. I don't do nothing extra. I'm gone. So I don't do nothing after that. Mm-mm. See, you got to be careful because when you're needy and you're not planted by God, the system will sway you. The applause of people will sway you. And it'll get you sucked up in that system of the world. It's okay for you to work and get your money, but remember, that's not your source. And most of us got to wean ourselves off of that system from being our source. And then when you begin to open up, guess what? More money will come from other resources. Now, I went, like I told you, how in the world you get to a third world country and leave there? I was in Indonesia one time preaching, and the pastor gave me an offering of $500. Now, in Indonesia, one U.S. is $8 of their dollars. So we're Donald Trump over there. But I'm saying, how could they give you that? Why? Because you got to know God ain't, you know, God is your source, not no man. The church don't supply, God supplies. So you got to have these streams of income and work at it. Don't get so tied up, but believe God. I don't know where it's at in Proverbs where it talks about take more time sharpening the axe than swinging. See, that's a wise person. Don't spend all the time. What is it? That's what he used to do in college all the time. He had all the scriptures. I couldn't get him out and say, Bossy, what was that? He had all, what was that? What did you say? And Ecclesiastes 10 and 10. They ain't going to write it down no way, though, Bosky. That ain't this kind of crowd. Bosky had all the scriptures now. You know, I couldn't do the scriptures like that, though. But you got to make sure. Why? Because I go to work, but the work ain't my system. It's a way you can do it. Wean yourself off. How do you do that? Live off of, let me tell you something with your budget. Learn how to sacrifice. Don't spend what you don't have. Sacrifice. Right now, I don't feel sorry for nobody with two people in the house. Oh, no. You don't have no excuse. Because you can go down to a one bedroom and bill up. But don't, if you got two people, there's no, I don't mean if you're one person, you got an excuse. But there's definitely no excuse because there's certain things you can do when it's two of you. You can live off of one income. The rest of it you can build. I know you got debt, but guess what? You ain't going to pay all that debt in 1 year. Go ahead and get that $55 a month and split that $20 here, $10 here. Discover card, I'm sending you about 19 cents. See, some of y'all won't do that. But it's the principle. You ain't got no money. It's better than I'm not getting nothing. I'm sending you $5 Visa. I know my bill is about $9,000, but $5,000 and I'm beginning this journey. I got my backpack on and I'm beginning this journey. $5 a month. That's better than nothing. And God will honor you because it's about principle. Because you're not joking around. You're like, Lord, see, I need two fish and five loaves is what God is saying. I don't need you to do the miracle because he's the miracle worker. But I need you to get on the job and don't be so lazy and go like everybody. Let the spirits on that job get you. Monday morning, I don't feel good. People coming in. You know, the world always complaining. But how can you be the light And you in the break room bickering like that. Well, the insurance plan like this and they don't have the, I don't know why they do it like this. They, don't you know they are paying your salary? Cause if I was paying you and you go in the break room and talking you, I would fire you. You talking about us and I'm paying you, I would fire you. You don't appreciate what's going on. Taking little paper clips and pens and stuff from the church. Oh, I forgot to take it. I ain't know. Stuff like that. Why? We do that because what? We're not taking dominion. Education is a field that we got to begin to go in. Take dominion. Don't minimize what God is doing with you. Are you with me? So let me give you another dominion. Communication. Charlie, that's mass media. You know, media. Getting it out. That's another area that we got to go into. You know how many people, Charlie, that go into media? Think about it. What they say, they curve it. Media talks for everybody. Media is the problem why 2% of homosexuals got a voice like us 100,000. Media. Media will take one comment of the opinion of that media person and blast it. And because it can go everywhere, everybody start believing it. Media has a ministry. You know, reporters should report. They shouldn't give their opinion when they're not asked. Just tell us the facts. That's why I like CNN. You watch Hannity, them, they always got their opinion in it too much. You can tell they hate Obama. Like, man, just give us the news. You know, one time, I don't know if I told y'all, Hannity just hammering the people. And one lady called in and say, he said, well, Obama. He said, well, don't you know, he was just saying the American people don't like this and American people. And the lady said, well, Hannity, did you ever think the American people is who voted him in? Yeah. All the stuff you say in negative, they voted him in. What about that? But what am I saying? Media has a place for godly people to be. People that will stand up and say, no, this shouldn't be. Let's don't highlight all the negative in the neighborhood. I was reading the paper last night. I just gotten back and we flew in from Atlanta. So I came by the church and I went by the gas station. And I got some salt and vinegar chips. And when I was picking up the chips, I saw the paper. Michael Vick was here in town on James Island with Roddy White at the camp. And don't you know they still talking about the dog thing in the paper? Why mention that? He didn't serve it. But see, that's media. Why y'all keep ragging the man? You can go on ESPN. They'll say Michael Vick, the alleged. Like, come on. It's been years and they still letting that thing ride. That's media. That's what I'm saying. You got to make sure that media is a domain we need Christians. Amen. Who will be able to say, how can I make this more prophetic? How can I give the truth but give people hope? How can I speak and know the word of God and God give me wisdom? See, we need them in that domain. Go ye into the world and preach. You'll be preaching through the media. Are you with me? Science and technology. This is all kind of climate, science, and like I say, anytime God moved, there's inventions. Yeah. Instead of having the people trying to make science a substitute for God. We need to learn how to put science in its perspective place. That's a domain, but see, some of us, we're still trying to make a CD. We want to be like Donnie McClurkin. Taking pictures with him. Trying to be like Donnie McClurkin. That's Anthony. Anthony, I just said that. Anthony took a picture with. I said, Anthony, where you get that picture of Donnie McClurkin? You ask him for a record deal? No, you better not have. Or don't come back here. But what? Science and technology. We need people in those areas. I'm telling you these domains so we can stop saying we call to some a business. You can have a business, but the business don't necessarily mean that's your call. We all got one call, to become more like Christ. That's it. Now we can go into a domain to take what God is doing in us, and God will give us wisdom to become environment changers. That's why when you talk about government, we need laws that accommodate the move of God. Don't you know, even though things are facts, it can be overrided by truth? If it's the truth. When the Hebrew boys got in the fiery furnace, the facts were this is the law of the land. But truth has to reign. Are you with me? And that confrontation is what produces kingdom advancement. If there's no confrontation, you won't have it. Because some of us still want to bless our way into the kingdom. Bless. You want everybody to like you. People got to make you feel good on the job. You don't know that's a battlefield out there. Let me give you another one. I only got 8. This is 7. Arts and entertainment. Arts and entertainment. This is another field we got to go into. Starting in 2012, we'll begin to have arts more. You know, we do reach in a few months. Anthony and Mary Ellie, some of them will be dancing. That's how we started. But arts, because we got to get to Hollywood. If America's going to change, we got to plant the seed of Christ in Hollywood more. We know it's there, but there has to be seeds of righteousness there. Where all these movies where they're going, somebody got to stand up. Somebody got to be a playwright that know how to entertain without watering it down. If you think Tyler Perry is that, you're a dead Christian. Tyler Perry is a worldly man. So if you think that's God, he ain't God. You don't get on church and mock the church. And black people just buying up. Oh, this is funny. It's not funny when people are being mocked and you wonder why they don't come to church. Them hot robes on. And they just swaying and everybody going. That's what people see as church. That's reality. People see that as the church and you wonder why they don't come in and you on there telling people about Christ and you fighting through some of that we create on ourselves. All they got to do is put a book in the Christian bookstore and you think they saved. Tyler Perry made it. Because what? He got money. It ain't just money. Your riches can't get you there. Some of y'all are vouch now. Oh, he's a Christian. That man ain't no Christian. How do you know that? Because he do a little Christian thing and may not curse as much as the other people. But what's his message? He mocks the church. Every one of them. What a guy is, Dr. Brown? Mr. Brown and all of them? Y'all help me because I know. Let me go to these houses. Check that little DVD corner. I hope y'all don't spend your money on that. Not in here. Let me look around. Y'all laughing, you're giving on yourself. Jason, keep it clean in there now. Don't let her pull you in there. All right? I'm just saying that it's time for arts and entertainment to be taken for God. Why am I sharing this with y'all? Because there's a new leash on Impact today. Our mandate is getting unleashed. These are the domains we will attack. When we get to Columbia, these are the things. Here, this is what we will obtain. This is what we will go after. Arts and entertainment, dancing, writing. These are things that we want to expose our children to. Sports. These are all forms of entertainment. Well, we want Christian. What's them two twins? They ain't saved either. I didn't check them out. They ain't saved. People, you know what? Sometimes we get so hungry. We want it so bad to see somebody. We want to. Because I feel like that too. A Hollywood, somebody, a Christian, a real Christian writing movies like Stephen King, that would be nice. But they got to be legitimate. The Bible, what did it say, Mama? You can go back after you've been converted. Then you're fully converted. Yeah. Then you go back and strengthen the brethren. You can't. You got to be fully. Let that thing get all the way in you. Because you don't get up there and become an Uncle Tom. You got to have that Harriet Tubman. Let me get this. Y'all, come on. Some people get up there and they say they saved. You're not a Christian if you don't cover your own brothers. You got to do good to them, especially in the household of faith. You don't get up there and just think about you and then start looking down. People ought to know that's where you're from because what you do. Some of y'all got people on your job that say they go to church, but you get in trouble. They don't cover you. They don't come. You know what you ought to do? Come in the back and say, listen, you ain't doing nothing. But I ain't going to tell them that, man. But you got to get right now. You praying in tongues and all that. And you ain't doing nothing. You late all the time. Now, I ain't going to tell them that. But if you continue, now, I ain't going to have nothing to do because I'm going to get fired. So I'm going to tell you right now, you got to come on time. You need a ride? You cover. That's a Christian. I don't care what domain it is. If I would rather get fired than to cover my brother and sister. Why? Because that's what you call kingdom advancement. Your job is to see, you can't do that if God ain't your source, though. Because you care more about what people say. But when you cover each other, you say, listen, I'm going to stand with you, but I need you to be in covenant. Remember what I say about covenant? You only give unrestricted love, unconditional love, poured out in the confines of what? Covenant. Why? Because covenant allows you to see what you are, your rules of engagement. That's what you do when you talk to them. Say, listen, I don't mind covering you, and I'm taking something for you, but you got to get right. You can't stay like this now. You think some of them will do that? Them same people will come and tell on stuff behind your back. I don't know why Janet said that about, because she worldly. And you think you wrestling to get, you all nice and your kids play together. That's your problem. Because if they ain't of God, eventually they can be used of the devil. And you sitting there, I don't know why she went. You hurt. Don't come to my office with that. Yeah. Don't come. Because I'm telling you now, don't trust in people like that. That's why we need people in that. Think of how scarce it is in the entertainment world now. It's bad, man. No Christians. I ain't going to say no, but very little. They don't say. I think, what's the girl who used to be on the Facts of Life? Kim Fields. Now, she was legitimate now, but she wasn't open. Like, you be wanting somebody when they get up to say, I don't know, Bosky, if you remember that time we was in school, I might have told y'all the story. When we helped the girl, the pretty girl from Chicago to become, she was running for Miss JCSU. I don't know if you was in that, but we was helping her get elected because she wanted to be Miss JCSU. So I say, okay, let's take a chance. Her daddy was a pastor in Chicago. Her name was Reva. So I said, well, let me help her. So I went and took all my influence. Football team, y'all vote. People don't even vote. I even got them to come to the gym to listen to what she had to say. She got up there and they asked her a question about Jesus. And I can't remember what she said. She was so lukewarm. I almost wanted to say, y'all don't vote for her. Because see, when that confrontation will come, what do you do when your spirit is not strong? You slide like the world. You do what's average. When God's saying, listen, I know this is going to cost you a lot, but it's going to cost other people a good bit for them to go forward. Somebody got to pay the price to break open. Who's going to pioneer? Somebody got to pay the price. But how many times we do that? Why? Because most of us won't do that. Most of us will sit there and we'll think like this. Oh, well, you know, we coming. Why? Because if your insides is not made right, you do just like Tyler. You do like them. The closer you get, that money talk. And everything go down. And your spirit get quiet. You don't go to church no more. You do this. And you go down. And you go down. And before you know it, you're on the Emmy Awards singing secular, Mace. Saying you a pastor, but saying God give. That's not, I don't know where we get all this stuff from. Whose side are you on? Why am I saying that? That's because we got people in these domains that's not ready. They're not ready. Why are they not ready? Because their spirit man is not strong. They're not connected. You got to stay connected to what God is doing. Are you with me? Entertainment is something, like I said, we'll begin to do more of that more. We're hoping that the church in Columbia will start the little kids up with just entertaining, because we're believing. I know some of y'all can't think long term like that, but I'm talking years from now that they'll have seeds in them that will go. Not just giving them an ice cream and telling them have a good. I'm talking about planting in these kids. The Bible says a man whose quiver is full will begin to change. He's blessed. He can change things. Why? Because he can go to the front lines, and where he can't go, he can take an arrow out and shoot it. Boom. He got one going there. He got one going there where he can't go. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full. Not just naturally, but spiritually. How many sons and daughters do I have here that I can shoot? Because I can't go everywhere. But you can go into one of these domains and represent the seed that God has put inside of me. You can begin to duplicate it over and over. And then you got sons and daughters reproducing more and more. That's when God said nations are in you. Are you with me? Arts and entertainment. The last thing is this, spiritually. And this is where we got to begin to invade this domain, because there has to be a model on the ground. Too many churches are saying one thing and not doing it. Oh, we do this. But how you mean you collecting $30,000 in a week and you ain't got no outreaches during the day? I mean, where your money going? Just mortgage? Where your people? Are you building the people up? So this is where we have to begin to change. This is how we got to begin to look at things different. But guess what? It's going to take you beginning to see things the way God wants you to see them. What am I saying? We got to model. Can we model something? Model something on the ground. That means that we've got to outward work the word more. Are you with me? We can't just talk about it. That's why I want everybody here to don't forget about personal development. Even though I know we take in the nation of the world, we travel, we do all that. But you got to grow personally. Every now and then, you got to know how to break through individually. When you break through, the church break through. A strong church means there's strong people in it. They're connecting accurately. Spiritual alignment is something that the church got to come into. Because now we're not like that. Most of the churches are, I see, 60% of our churches now are just talking to the intellect. There's no spirit in it. You just go and it's a bunch of intellect. They're taking 7 steps to the blessing. 9 steps how to get prosperity. How do you get your healing? I tell you how to get it. All this stuff can be taught in one day. Close the door. Turn off American Idol. And start saying Robo Shakandara. And start praying and building yourself. Say, Lord, I ain't going to go nowhere until you do something. You want your life to change. Stop playing. Don't say, oh, God, show me. God going to tell you, you show him. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But you got to get sincere with yourself. I remember Bosky, I know, they know, I tell them all the time how we used to sit in them at nighttime. Everybody going to the club. And we'll go in there and just pray all night. I'm talking all night. He'd fall asleep. We wake up, Robo Shakala Baba. And we sit there. He didn't want to be caught sleeping. So he waking up. I'm waking up. And we just going back and forth all night while people coming in at the clubs. for years. All the time we there, just sitting there, Robosha, believing God at night. Why? Because you know suddenly something going to happen. We didn't even know, but something was going to happen. All you know is praying in tongues. There ain't nothing bad in that. Ain't nothing bad. It's more than what we know. But you just keep praying and meditating. Something is going to happen. So don't say you can't do it. It's how bad do you want it? I remember you used to play all that with that Yolanda Adams song. I can't remember that. The battle's not yours. He used to repeat that all the time. Over and over. Oh, then he'd start squealing. Oh, you know. So it would just go. But what? Those times were silent years. Believe it or not, God, I was praying in tongues. I was talking about y'all. I was saying, God, I don't know my future, but you know. Bring it to pass. You begin to pull it in there. That same path, as we begin to pray now, there'll be chunks of people all across in Nebraska, in Oklahoma. They'll begin to hear people in that Bible Belt in Texas and Oklahoma. Now they'll begin to say, guess what, Kenneth Hagin, y'all laid the foundation, but there's a new move. There's something different coming. God is freshening. A fresh move is coming forth. And guess what? He's going to use you. He's going to use us as we begin to rise up in our spirit and say, Lord, we'll take this mandate. We will pay the price. But it's going to take us beginning to model something. A model, like you always hear me say, don't have to be big. Don't have to be big. It's just got to be accurate. That's why you got to make sure. I'm not interested in numbers. When we get to Columbia, the more mess it can be sometimes. But you're looking for people who God already dealt with on the ground. So God already dealing with their heart. Not me. They ain't just heard the broadcast and say, who is that? No, they should be saying, who is that? Because that's the same thing God's speaking to me. There's a frequency going out. And God is already speaking. See, that's God's technology already on the ground. Why? Because God is building his church. When he began to do that, y'all, we guess what we're doing? We're just coming in and saying, y'all, come on. Go to Nebraska. Y'all, come on. Come on in out of these fields. I know you got these dungarees on and been on this farm, but really you're a breakthrough believer. And God called you to be a part of this company. Come on, we'll help you renew your mind. We'll help you grow. I know you got all this hurt on you, and you got 5 children and no husband and all these dumb. But guess what? God really called you. He really anointed you. Come on, join this caravan. This caravan will not highlight one person. This caravan will talk about the many-membered body. When all of us together will see a one Christ. We won't talk about just one thing. We'll be more prophetic. And that's what God will do. Are you with me? I want you to know that this is going to be a great rest of these 6 months. Because God is about to show us some things. He's about to open up doors because of what you are believing. You're pulling on God. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit. That's why I prophesy to you that you will rise. You will rise in your spirit. You will begin to see what God is about to do in your spirit. You're not going to look at it in the natural. You're going to see it in the spirit world. And begin to articulate what God is saying. Are you with me? That's why I'm telling you. You ought to be excited because this is a new day. We're not going to war and just saying, oh, well, you know, what are we going to do without? No, no. Guess what? We're going to run to war. We're going to run. We're going to be excited about what God is going to do, even though we may sacrifice. Guess what? The walls of Jericho are coming down. We're going to see the nation begin to come down. Why? Because you are a part of that. In your spirit, you'll begin to see it. Are you with me? Are you with me? That's why the rest of this month, I want you to know that this is going to be the next 6 months. I see in the spirit, you will begin to grow at a strong level. You're going to, everything's going to be stronger. Stronger as we get more prophetic. It's going to get stronger. You're going to begin to articulate things in the spirit to begin to bring them down. and corporate, God is going to begin to reveal to you what it is you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it. Breakthrough is going to come in your family. And I see things that you may have struggled with before. The Lord said, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Begin to see him upright. For the righteousness of God will be there with you. And begin to rise in your spirit. Many of you will turn your lives over from a leaning. I see a turning point in your life. Where now your intellect and your spirit have come equal. And now the spirit world will now become so real. You'll be led by your spirit. And you'll begin to see what God is going to do like never before. This is your time. I prophesy that your spirit will no longer be barren, but it will rise to seize what God put inside of you. You'll begin to obtain it. As you begin to nurture your spirit more, the external things will change at the God, the Son of God, that will begin to rise in you. The very nature of God, the very character of God will be a part of your life more. And you will begin to go where God is taking you. Even now, in the next 6 months, this is your time. Kingdom transformation is now. Transformation is now. Take no thought what you should eat, drink, or put on. For your Father knows. Take care of you. And this is our time. Come on, let's stand to our feet and begin to worship. Come on, let's just begin to worship. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Let's just begin to worship. Father, we adore you. We magnify you. There is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord. There is none compared to you, Lord God. Father, we exalt you on tonight. We magnify you, Lord God. Glory be to your name. There is none like you, Lord God. You be exalted. Oh, you be exalted, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you on tonight. There is none like you. There is none like you. And we exalt you, Lord God. Our master, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We give you the glory, the maker of heaven and earth. We exalt you, Lord God. Be exalted in our lives. Father, we desire to know you. We desire to know you more, Lord. More of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Rimasakandia raboshaka. That's it, church. Just break open. Come on, free yourself. Tonight, this is our night. We will be transformed. Lord, do surgery in our hearts. Create in us a clean heart. We want to live for you, Lord God. Let the purity of your spirit rise within us, Lord. Let us live our daily lives according to your patterns. Lord, we desire to know more of you. We declare your kingdom come. Your will be done here on the earth, Lord, as it is in heaven. We exalt you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Forever and ever. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify you. Ribasakandia raboshata. Mendia rabokondia raboshata. Mende raboshakanda riberiboshaka. Ela manana mokoshikanda. We declare in the name of Jesus, it is so, Lord God. Ribasakanda rabosha. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your kingdom, your kingdom. All of you, Lord God. None of us, Lord God. None of us, Lord God. Be magnified in the midst of your children. Almighty God. Almighty God. Maker of heaven and earth. We love you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. Ribasaka, our deliverer. You are our savior. You are the healer, Lord God. And we honor you. You're the one who takes the things away. Oh God, you're the bridge over troubled waters.